Hello and welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, TXF caught up with Bern Union's new ECA committee chair, Isabel Galdis, vice chair, Yuichiro Akita, and Bern Union ECA committee manager, Didem Bias-Fulgari, to discuss evolution of the role of the Bern Union and what the future holds for the ECA sector in a post-pandemic world. On our essentials news front, in the project and export space, sponsors of the 82 megawatt Nog Lemdim hydro project in Gabon have mandated two banks to fund the scheme. And Brazil's development bank, BNDES, has opened a public consultation for a new public lighting PPP in the state of Pernambuco. On our third-party news tracker service, in the project and export space, the IFC Globlec, CI Genco, Greenshare Energy, Greenshare Congo, Volt Renewables and Nzuri Energy are developing a large-scale solar power production plant in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Reliance Industries and Saudi Aramco have called off a deal for the state oil giant to buy a stake in the oil-to-chemical business of the Indian conglomerate due to valuation concerns, sources said. And the Asian Development Bank has approved a $125 million loan to improve access to quality water supply and sanitation services in India. Over on the commodity finance news front, India's Tata Steel has executed a blockchain-enabled paperless export order with a metals major in Bangladesh. Cornish Lithium has secured an investment package of up to £18 million from TechMet. Norwegian Energy Company has announced that the chief executive, David Cook, has resigned from the company. US trader Bunge intends to acquire a minority stake in Brazilian agricultural supplier distributor Panau Agricola, which operates in the country's major Midwest grain producing region. And British Arab Commercial Bank has appointed Louise Fitzgerald as chief finance officer. And last but no means least, in the trade finance space, the second intra-African trade fair generated a record-setting $42.1 billion in trade and trade-related investment deals. According to the latest tally released by the IATF Advisory Council, and access to finance by entrepreneurs and businesses with an impact on people in fragile situations across Africa will be boosted by a 12-year, $100 million financing from the African Development Bank. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.